hoping that by this time things would have changed in our country, but it seems that they are not changing. And for me, really, in terms of the infighting within ZANU-PF, I was hoping that all the factions in ZANU-PF would be behaving better, would be more sensitive to the population that they are trying to war, to support them, to have confidence in them as leaders of the future. So this Itai Dzamara case for me, really, it's sad, it's tragic, but it really shows you that for Zimbabweans, we are not yet there. We are not yet there.
So now, we know that at one stage you were really brutalized by the state machinery in Zimbabwe. So what does it remind you, this kind of, thing that is happening right now?
It's traumatic for me because, it's 72 hours and they still haven't found Itai. And I went in the same situation together with others, like the MDC president, Morgan Tsvangirai, the former SG Tendai-Biti and many others, Mama Holland and so on. So for me, it's like a deja vu moment that, we've been through this before. And we just think, okay, the narrative right now is that there's a post-Mugabe momentum that is building up and that there are ZANU-PF reformists who are coming to take over. And we're just saying, okay, if the reformists, if those who are more sympathetic to our rights, to our freedoms, those who abhor this kind of thing going on are the ones who are taking over, then they should really be speaking more openly and be doing something. And Itai really is the test case for them.
Let's rewind a little bit, Ms. Kwinje. We still remember that you were in the hands of some state agents. So now, what was going through your mind when you were being tortured, all those kind of things?
It was terrible. I gave my final prayer because I didn't think I would come out. I was scared, and God is faithful in my life, and many people don't really understand why I'm such a believer. But when, for instance, I was in Braeside Police Station, after they tortured me, there was a woman there who was praying for me. I was unconscious, but she was interceding for me, praying for me and saying, Lord, I don't know what has happened to this woman. I don't know what crime she has committed. I don't know who she is. I was in pain and I thought these were my final moments. So it was like, when Jesus was on the cross and was praying for those people, the two people on his left and on his right saying, Father, forgive them. That was my own moment where I thought this was it. I didn't think I was coming out, but I came out, and I believe Itai is going to come out and is going to tell his story. So it's scary, yes, when you are there. You don't know where you are. You don't know what is happening. But there's a divine being, and that is what connects us, and that is what connected me to my God, and to know that my God is more powerful than the most vicious elements that have been sent to kill me, to abduct me, or to do anything against me.